All right. So effect sizes. A single number quantitative summary of the direction and strength of the relationship. They're good for combining with significance tests to tell us not only whether we think there's an effect there, but how big it might be. And it's really, really helpful for comparing studies that didn't use exactly the same operational definitions of their IVs and DVs, and maybe didn't even use the same statistic to analyze their results. That's section one. Here we are at section two, statistical power. Statistical power is also called sensitivity. It's the ability to reject the null when there really is a correlation between the variables in the population. People who talk about power analyses and talk about statistical power typically say power is the ability to reject the null when the null is false. Most of our research hypotheses are that there will be an effect. We insist on being able to say that a research hypothesis might be the null because sometimes variables aren't related. But the vast majority of our research hypotheses are that there will be a relationship between the variables. And so the most important statistical error for us to avoid is we really don't want to miss anything. We're hypothesizing an effect. So if there really is an effect in the population, remember the population's up there, we want to be able to find that represented in the sample. So, remind you of how this works. In the population, either there is a relationship or there is no relationship. If we reject the null and there is a relationship, we made a good decision. If we reject the null and there is no relationship, we made a type 1 error, a false alarm. When we retain the null, deciding that there is no relationship, if there is no relationship, we made a good decision. But if we decide there is no relationship and there really is one, we made a type 2 error, a miss. And in the grand scheme of things, misses are a bigger problem than false alarms. Why? Because the most common reason to miss an effect is to have a sample size that's too small. You didn't know how big of a sample you needed. So you ran what somebody else ran, or you ran what was convenient, or you ran what you had enough money and time and resources for. Whereas if you had known that you needed a larger sample, you'd have found a way. So type 2 errors are what we're going to try to avoid by doing a power analysis. In order to do a power analysis, you need an effect size estimate so that you know what it is you're looking for. Now here's the thing. Statistical power is increased by two things. Larger effects. Does it make sense? It's easier to find an effect that's bigger. Does that make sense? If you're looking for a really strong relationship, it's easier to find that than if you're looking for a weak relationship. Gotta love it when things just plain old make sense sometimes. And as we've talked about a couple of times, larger sample sizes are more powerful because it's easier to believe the results from a larger sample than a smaller sample. Now, as a researcher, which of these do you have more control over? The size of the effect that you're looking for or the sample size you can run? Sample size. And this is the great thing about power analysis. If you tell me what effect size you're looking for, we can do a power analysis to decide how big your sample should be to confidently look for that effect size. And that's the third thing that's great about effect sizes. They give you a one-number summary of a study. They give you a way to compare studies, even if they didn't use the same analyses. And third, they are the basis for power analyses so we can avoid making type 2 errors because our sample sizes are too small. Effect sizes really are the workhorse of data analysis. Statistical power is the ability to reject the null based on the sample data when there really is a correlation between the variables in the population. Statistical power is primarily about the sample size needed to detect an effect of a certain size with how much confidence. Statistical power tells the probability of rejecting the null when it should be rejected. That's the key. Statistical power is the probability of rejecting the null when it should be rejected, when it's false. We have two kinds of power analyses that I want you to understand. The first is the most important, a priori power analyses. A priori means before. So before we run the data, we do an a priori power analysis to tell what sample size should be to find a correlation of the specified size. I know whether I'm looking for a large, medium, or small effect. And knowing that, I can decide how big of a sample I should invest in and run. The post hoc power analysis is a little more complicated, and we're going to focus on the informal version. But here's the idea. Back when we first started talking about statistics, I said there's two things we want a statistic to do for us. One, we want it to give us standardization. That if all of us start with the same data, testing the same hypothesis, using the same statistic, we all get the same result. That's what I mean by standardization. And obviously it works because we've got homework checkers. If I give you the same data and you analyze it the same way, we should all get the same answer. The other thing that we want for statistics is we want it to give us an estimate of the chance that we just made a mistake when we made a decision. Remember, the language that we use when we're talking about significance tests is we decide, we conclude, we decide, we conclude. That's not truth, that's not proof, that's deciding. And we know that the decision can be made in error. But that's the great part about statistics. If we decide to reject the null hypothesis, we know we have about a 5% chance of a type 1 error. Think how cool it would be if for the rest of your life, every time you were going to make a decision, somebody leaned over your shoulder and said, "You're about to fuck this up." And gave you a probability estimate that your decision was going to be a mistake. Come on. That'd be okay, wouldn't it? And we already know half of it. If we reject the null with a P of 0.05, we got about a 5% risk. The post hoc power analysis is done after the study when you have retained the null to help estimate the probability of a type 2 error. So whether we decide to reject the null or whether we decide to retain the null, we can get an estimate of the probability we just made a mistake. And that's powerful information. All right, so power analysis is about type 2 errors and missed effects. Retaining the null when there really is a relationship in the population and we should have rejected the null. Power is the antithesis of type 2 error. So the risk of a type 2 error is 1 minus power, and just going the other way, power is 1 minus the risk of a type 2 error. So, if I have a 40% chance of a type 2 error, what do I have over here? If I got a 40% risk, I've got 60% power. If I got a power of 0.4, what do I have over here? Yeah, type 2 error risk of 0.6. If I have a 30% risk of missing an effect, I must have a 70% chance of finding the effect. And finally, 30% power translates to about a 70% chance of missing an effect. So when you retain the null, one of two things has happened. You have either correctly retained the null or you've made a type 2 error. And every time you retain the null, if you want to, you can do that post hoc power analysis and calculate the probability that that type 2 error has just happened.